Royal Mail has published a list of areas where there have been delivery delays due to its workforce being affected by the COVID pandemic. The Postal Service said some areas will see a reduced service due to workers being off sick or self-isolating. Concerns have been raised that the delays could impact the rollout of vaccinations. So we're now joined by Five Live Money's Danny Hewson. Good afternoon, Danny.
Hey, Nahal.
So bring us up to date on what's going on, Danny.
Yeah, we spoke about issues with deliveries over Christmas, prompting people, of course, to complain about the fact that parcels weren't arriving in time. But now it appears that the situation has got more difficult for Royal Mail. They're having to offer a reduced service in some areas because workers are off sick or are self-isolating. Now, Royal Mail's given a statement saying, look, despite our best efforts and significant investment in extra resources, some customers may experience slightly longer delivery timescales than our usual standards. This is due to exceptionally high volumes exacerbated by the coronavirus-related measures that we've put in place in local mail centres. Now, it has prompted questions about the delivery of those vaccination invitations reaching people. Over the weekend, the MP Wes Streeting tweeted asking the Vaccine Deployment Minister, Nadeem Zahawi, if there was a way to prioritise the letters. And he said that he was working with Royal Mail to ensure that those invitations were prioritised. But obviously, this is a big issue and it's affecting a lot of people.
How many areas are we talking here, Danny? Do we know?
Yeah, we're talking about 28 areas. And if you want to see if you're affected, you can go onto the BBC web pages. 27 of them are in England. Most of them are either in or near London, include Chelmsford in Essex, Leeds in West Yorkshire, Margate in Kent and Widnes in Cheshire. And of course, it's prompted lots of people, of course, to take to social media to complain about delays. We had one which was from Matt S. that said N8 has been receiving an absolutely dreadful service since April 2020. When are you going to improve the situation? And another said, look, we could manage and expect a bit of disruption, but we've only had two deliveries in a month, nothing for a fortnight. And he says that SE11 is not even on the list of disrupted areas. So clearly, lots of people are facing disruption.
Let's talk now, Danny, to Stephen Gibson from SLG Economics. Stephen, good
Good afternoon, Nahal.
Is this just staff sickness we're talking about, or are there other issues at play here?
Okay, so Royal Mail's really facing a bit of a triple whammy. So you're right, you know, staff absences are around 30% now. It obviously varies from place to place, but that is much more than they'd normally face.
Absolutely.
On top of that, they've got the problem is the operational sorting approach that Royal Mail normally has is not set up for social distancing. So whereas previously you'd have two people loading or unloading a sorting machine or using a sorting frame, now they can only use one. So the actual efficiency and the speed with which they can use their resources is much lower. And also, of course, volumes of parcels have gone through the roof because of all the online shopping we're doing now, because we're not going into shop because of lockdown. So those three things together are really challenging Royal Mail's network. And yeah, it doesn't have a lot of resilience at the best of times. And now we're really facing the consequences.
How quickly can the backlog be cleared, Stephen? Or am I asking you how long is a piece of string kind of question?
Well, that is a bit of a piece of string question. Of course, that really depends on the operational stuff is there, and Royal Mail have been sort of struggling with that for the last 10 months. But the staff absences, the real problem there is not only are people away, but when people are reported as having COVID, they have to close down a whole area of the sorting office, deep clean it and clean the whole area that the person who'd worked in had been. And that, of course, also causes problems. So it's really difficult to see in the short term how Royal Mail are going to catch up. And we do face problems like you mentioned about the letters that are going out to people who are likely to have vaccine appointments, and there is real risks in of those letters not getting there in time.
Are there systems that can prioritise vaccination letters, do you think, Stephen, within the Royal Mail?
It's very difficult. At the inward side, when they're collected, that's easy, because you know you can get them into the sorting office as quickly as possible. But the moment the big packs are then separated out into sort of letters go to each different postcode and each different sort area. Those letters are then merged with letters coming from, you know, all other different sources. And you don't have a priority stream for one different area unless the government wants to put it through some sort of Royal Mail special delivery, which has a faster guaranteed delivery service. They're not going to do better than the standard first class service. There's no mechanism. The whole way that Royal Mail is set up doesn't allow for you to prioritise a particular piece of mail or a mail short over and above others.
And Stephen, look, I understand SLG Economics is an economics consultancy. You're not a psychologist, but I can imagine quite an intolerable pressure it's putting on those staff, very hard-working people at Royal Mail, if there are 30% of their colleagues not there.
I think that is true of Royal Mail. I think that's true of many workers across the economy.
Yeah.
Everyone's really struggling, you know, sort of with all the lockdown rules, but particularly in an area which is very time critical, where when things work well, you get really good positive feedback from people who like to receive their letters, their Christmas cards, their birthday cards. But when things work badly and posts are missed and letters are delayed, you get very sort of, you know, often abusive or very negative comments coming through.
And what is your understanding of Royal Mail's actions that they're taking place in this respect? Hiring?
Well, I think what they're trying to do is to maintain the higher levels of temporary staff they had for the Christmas surge. So every year they hire between 20 and 30,000 extra staff to cover the big December boom. But most of those will have been let go or will have moved on to other roles. So how many of those they've been able to keep hold of and how many of the sort of temporary staff they're going to be able to keep into January and February is really, really an open question.
Okay, thank you very much indeed for joining us today. That's Stephen Gibson from the economics consultancy SLG Economics.